Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Friday, March 6, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on. Here's what's going on. There is a lot of sports going on today. It's like a downpour, a cavalcade of sports. All really fun. Let me tell you about it. You can start your day at 8 a.m. I know I'm a little late for that, but from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Tennis Channel is Davis Cup action between the United States and Great Britain. Hooray for international competition and tennis. This tournament, featuring many of the best players in the world, is just kicking off today and will be on basically all day. It's a fine opening to a wonderful day of sports. At 12 p.m. Eastern Time, switch over to Fox Sports 1 to watch the United States women's international soccer team play against Switzerland in the Algarve Cup. The U.S. women's team survived a tight game against Norway earlier this week and walked away with a 2-1 win. They'll be looking to do a little bit better than that today against a Swiss team that, on paper at least, is weaker than Norway's team. The wrinkle with this tournament is that there are three groups for round-robin play, but then only the two group winners with the best records are immediately launched into the finals against each other. There's no knockout round, there's no elimination round. So it's important to win every game in your group, and if possible, score a lot of goals, because goal differential would be the first tiebreaker to decide who makes the finals if two teams have the same record otherwise. There's an NBA doubleheader on ESPN today, but the games leave a little bit to be desired. The first game, Phoenix Suns at Brooklyn Nets 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN, features the saddest team in the league, my own hopeless Brooklyn Nets, who, it has to be said, have been playing better lately and are in a moderately exciting race for the last playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Still, for a featured national game, it's nothing to write home about. The second game is the Dallas Mavericks at Golden State Warriors, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. This one looks a little bit better on paper, but my guess is that the Warriors will beat the Mavericks by 30 or 40 points. The Mavericks are on the road and they played and got killed by the Trailblazers last night. Good luck going into Oakland and getting a win in those circumstances. At 10 p.m., the Chicago Fire play the Los Angeles Galaxy in Los Angeles, California. This is the opening game of the Major League Soccer schedule, and it is only televised on Unimas, a Spanish-language television channel. This game almost didn't happen. The players and owners were negotiating a new deal up to about 48 hours ago, and until they finally settled on Wednesday, a player strike seemed pretty likely. The Galaxy are the defending champions, but I'm not really sure how much that will mean in this game between two rusty teams. I think the important thing is that we don't have a strike or a lockout to report on. If that's not enough, we've got great women's college basketball basically all day. The featured game for me is Rutgers vs. Northwestern, 2:55 p.m. Eastern Time on the Big Ten Network. It's a good midday matchup of the 23rd and 24th ranked teams in the country playing in the Big Ten Championship. Later on, we've got the 15th ranked team, North Carolina, versus 10th ranked Louisville in the ACC tournament at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN3, and 12th ranked Kentucky versus 11th ranked Ole Miss in the SEC tournament at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the SEC Network and Watch ESPN. Phew, that's a lot of sports. Thanks for listening. That was our forecast for the day. You can find us on the web at DearSportsFan.com and send me questions about sports to DearSportsFan@gmail.com. As always, thanks to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at JesseFisher.com. Have a great day.